In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull warns moving the Australian embassy in Israel would undermine a trade deal with Indonesia. Indonesia's president promises to find out what caused a brand new 737 to crash into the Java Sea, killing all on board. And Angela Merkel has told her Conservative Party she intends to step down as Germany's Chancellor in 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says other countries won't dictate Australia's foreign policy after his predecessor Malcolm Turnbull warned against moving the Australian embassy in Israel. Mr. Turnbull has met with Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Bali as part of an Australian delegation attending a global conference. After that meeting, Mr. Turnbull said the Indonesian president had expressed serious concern over the prospect of shifting Australia's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
The president expressed to me, as he has done to Prime Minister Morrison, the very serious concern held in Indonesia about the prospect of the Australian embassy in Israel being moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So there's no question that were that move to occur, it would be met with a very negative reaction.
But Scott Morrison says his government will make decisions based on Australia's interests and not what other countries tell it to do.
I will always act in Australia's national interests. My views haven't changed. We will follow a proper process before making any decision on this matter. I stress a decision has not been made on this matter. We will follow a proper process. But let me stress, Australia decides what our foreign policy is, and only Australia.
Meanwhile, a researcher for Human Rights Watch says Australian interests in Indonesia will be targeted by protest action if it decides to move its embassy in Israel. Indonesia is a strong supporter of Palestinians in their conflict with Israel and doesn't have a diplomatic relationship with the Israeli government. Indonesia researcher for Human Rights Watch, Andrea Sasano, has told SBS the Indonesian government will be under pressure to respond if Australia decides to move the embassy.
If the government is considered not responding enough for this protest, local protest, then they might elevate the stick. I don't know what it will be, but it can be a lot of things, including against the government itself. So like it or not, the Indonesian government, any Indonesian government, will respond to this kind of move, especially if it is being realised.
Australia is expected to sign a free trade deal with Indonesia in coming weeks. Human remains, aircraft debris and personal belongings have been retrieved from the Java Sea after the crash of a brand new 737 operated by Indonesian budget airline Lion Air. The plane crashed minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, killing all 189 people on board. Lion Air says the plane had an unspecified technical issue on a flight the day before the crash, and the BBC is reporting a technical log from that flight shows the plane had problems with unreliable instruments. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo says officials are working hard to find answers for family members of those on board.
We understand the concern of the families, but we hope the family members can be patient to wait for the search and rescue teams that are working very hard at the location of the crash.
Angela Merkel has told her Conservative Party that she intends to step down as Germany's Chancellor in 2021. She also said she'll resign as her party's leader. Ms. Merkel has led the CDU since 2000 and has been Germany's Chancellor since 2005. Her government started its fourth term in March, but has become notorious for infighting. An election in the central state of Hesse on Sunday saw both Ms. Merkel's Conservative Christian Democratic Union and the centre-left Social Democrats lose significant ground, while there were gains for both the Greens and the far-right Alternative for Germany. With her leadership weakened further, Ms. Merkel has decided to take charge of her own departure.
Firstly, at the coming CDU party conference in December, I have decided not to run again for CDU party leader. And secondly, this fourth term is my last as Chancellor of Germany.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 26. Adelaide, sunny and 28. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 26. Hobart, cloud increasing, a possible late shower, 21. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Wollongong, sunny, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, sunny and 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, similar and 31. Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.